In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." Is this the one? That is the area that we're talking about, Israel or Palestine, and this is where the wise men came from Persia, they think. And it's about 1,400 kilometre journey. So they got on their donkeys and they started to trek out. In the meantime, we have Jesus, Mary and Joseph, who are in their house, wherever they are, and they're going to come and sit up there on the stage, which is today is their home. And we've just got to have to organise them because they're down here doing things. So Rick, we need you, and we need Pip, and we need Zach. So he has to come with you. This could be another tantrum, but we will work through that. So imagine their home in Bethlehem. Jesus is about 2 years old, and they have been outside, actually, because their parents have been showing Jesus the heavens. It was a very interesting night for them because they thought, look at these stars, they're amazing, brilliant. In fact, one of them was quite brilliant. And so they were there discussing with Jesus what it was all about in the heavens. And they were very content. A normal household. They'd done their shopping in the morning. They'd come home. They had their meal. They looked at the heavens. But they had never any idea on earth as to what was going to happen next. So we spoke about Herod. And, he was supposed to be in there somewhere. And he was the king of the time. Now, the one thing about the wise men, just an interesting sideline to all of this, is that there has been very little shown of the stories of Jesus in art form. But this one is actually one of the three wise men in a catacomb in Rome, which is probably the oldest art form of that period. It's interesting that the three wise men have always shown to be very upfront in all of the artwork of the Christian era, much more than the Nativity, much more than the shepherds or the angels or any of the other things that we recognise in the Christmas story. Now this isn't again just one of the three wise men, different depictions. And so we've got the three wise men coming now to our church. They've left their donkeys at the front door. And they are coming in with their gifts to Jesus. In the early stages of our series this month, we talked about the shepherds, the angels first, these amazing, indescribable, otherworldly beings that came into the Christmas story. And then we were introduced to the very opposite type of visitor, the poor, dirty shepherds smelling of campfires and sheep. And now we focus on these three wise men. We call them three, but we've got two this morning. The other one got lost on the way. Now, foreigners from a far country arriving in Israel where Jesus was born. And we're up to that stage at the moment. They lend the three wise men, or the two wise men, or the wise men, because we don't know how many there were, just there were three gifts. The Magi land, and they're an exotic and mysterious air to the Christmas story, unlike any of the other parts. The ordinary home life of Mary and Joseph and Jesus, and the country atmosphere of shepherds and the stable are disturbed by the arrival of these strangers from the east. The ordinary becomes extraordinary. The angels have disappeared, the shepherds have gone. In fact, it is at least 2 years since those events happened. The word describing Jesus is no longer baby, but child, which means a weaned boy may be 2 years old by this time. Now the knock on the door, and we have the commotion outside of the house. The village is alive with people crowding around, and these unusual strangers who are asking for a king. And sentiment gives way to awe and maybe fear. Nevertheless, they are at the door and they want to meet Jesus the King. And they bring gifts. And they bow low to the King. Bow low, low, wise men, low, lower. Down, down, that's it. Thank you very much. And they address Jesus. We've got that going. Well, of course, Jesus wasn't at all impressed by all of that, because the wise men were addressing him in Persian and in the most honourable way that was ever done to every Persian king. Whenever any ambassador, any person came to visit a king, they would address him in this. And I have brushed up on my Farsi, and I'm going to give you a translation. King of kings, Lord of lords, King of the Jews, King of all lands, King of the earth, we have travelled a long and difficult journey from our home where we observed your special star shining more brightly than any other. We consulted with one another and knew that this was a special omen, a sign of a king being born. This newborn king was not our king of Persia, but one far away from our homeland. So we set out to find you. The star has not lied. We know you are the one. We know you'll be great and will bring salvation and blessing to many people, as God promised to our ancestor Abraham. However, this will come through much suffering. Your humble and unworthy servants have brought you gifts, which we chose, pointing to the way you will live. And so the wise men present gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And they give them to the parents because the child would have no idea what to do with them. And then we have, the next words? No? Yeah. Well, in Persian it says, we bring gold because it is the king's glory. We bring you frankincense and myrrh, as valuable as gold, but we'll give oil for anointing and fragrance for blessing to all who use it. These are our greatest treasures, and we have kept them safe over these many months to give to you for your use and delight. These things were not just ordinary gifts. These things would have changed the Holy Family, simply because at this point, when they heard that Herod was after them and after the king, the new king, they took off to Egypt, where they had to find a new home for some years. They had to buy a house or get an apartment. They had to settle down, and they needed the gold. They needed all of the monetary experience that they had so that they could survive in their new country. So thank you, Holy Family. You may now sit down and let Jesus get on with his business around the back here. Oh, there he is. He's not where he should be, but that's King Herod. I want to thank Rick and Pip and Zach for coming this morning and being very much part of our presentation, and for the two wise men, Matthew and Mark, who also wrote the Gospels, and for Alex to help with the audio and all sorts of things that was going on here. So to finish off this presentation and before communion, we're going to play you a bit of music, which I hope you'll enjoy.